Of Western North Dakota at that time were a mix of German and Scandinavian farmers and a few Scott ranchers. That was before hydraulic fracturing in the Bakken Formation produced 20% of the nation's oil, and the county boomed beyond anyone's imagination. He was still the sheriff when the unofficial census swelled to 45,000 in town and 80,000 in the county, and his department had grown from 4 deputies to 40. The sheriff had hired Cassie away from the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Department in Helena, Montana, and had made her promise she would stay with him until his official retirement at the end of the year, 3.5 months away. Since his announcement, he'd made it clear to anyone who would listen that he wanted her to be his hand-picked successor. What he'd not done was ask Cassie what she thought about that. Recently, she'd let her short brown hair grow to her shoulders and was debating with herself whether to color it to hide the gray strands that seemed to have shown up overnight. That, along with 15 pounds that strained at her underwear and once tailored uniform. Her own body, she thought, had recently conspired to make her unattractive and uncomfortable, just in time for her wedding. That's why she had sat down at her home computer that morning,